Welcome to a guided meditation recorded live at CDM in Everett, Washington, USA.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas.
It's nice to see so many of you here today, and especially those I haven't seen for a while. Welcome back. This morning, I want to talk to you about Jesus Christ and the Christ light for all of us. Now, almost all the Christian religions teach about Jesus as a Son of God. The thing they unfortunately left out of Jesus' teachings is that all of us are children of God. And so one of the things that I want to remind us of today is that's one of the main things that Jesus taught us, that each of us is a spark of the divine force. We are all a part of the cosmic consciousness. We're all part of what makes up divinity. And one of the things that it's so important for us to get in touch with at this time of year is that particular fact. And celebrating the birth of the man, Jesus, helps us to celebrate the Spirit, Christ. Because Christ is an energy that is available to all of us. But we must take our attention and put it on what we call God or the cosmic. If we take our attention and put it on the body and all things physical, we move away a bit from our real nature, and that is our spiritual nature. We move into the physical and the physical level of creativity. So today, at least for a few moments, let's celebrate the birth of Jesus by letting ourselves experience and express the Christ light within ourselves. Now, as you allow this within yourself, you also share it with everyone around you. In fact, everyone in the world. So every light that shines, every candle that's lit, brings light into the world. We don't have the level of vitality and energy that the soul called Jesus Christ was able to bring into the world, but we have our little light. And what if each of us lights that light? We begin to create a whole Christ force that affects the entire world. So let's do that today to celebrate. So I'd like for you to just close your eyes and tune into you. Put your feet flat on the floor and separate your hands in your lap. And if you close your eyes, it helps you tune into yourself, because we're such visual creatures. We just follow our whatever's in front of our eyes right out into the world. So close your eyes and tune into that brilliance within yourself. Take some nice deep breaths and relax your body. This time of year is a time of celebration. Allow yourself to experience at least a spark of joy within your body. I know the world is a disturbing place right now, but all of us can experience that internal spark of joy. Now allow yourself to receive the Christ light by having your connection with the planet. Jesus was grounded. All of us need to be grounded to the earth to truly bring in the high vitality of this light. So allow yourself to create a flow of energy from near the base of your spine. It's at the first chakra. And let it flow from that area through the chair and the floor and all the physical world until it connects with the center of the earth. And be aware of your body as you make this connection between yourself, the spirit, and the earth through your body. Take some nice deep breaths as you do this. Allow the body to strengthen as well as to relax. In order to bring in the Christ light, you must have your grounding. Because if you bring this incredibly high vitality into your body without balancing with the safety of your grounding, it's disturbing. So allow yourself to create a safe space to experience the energy of the Christ. Now, I want you to be aware of you. You are spirit. You can perceive yourself as a bright spark of light. You can then begin to see others as a bright spark of light. So allow that bright spark that's you to come to the top of your head. And from the top of your head, right into the center of your head. And let your light shine. As it says in the candle lighting ceremony, let your light shine. Notice how it feels to your body. The beautiful thing about Jesus Christ and the whole story is it exemplifies the birth of spirit in the human body. Allow that to happen within you on whatever level you can experience. Take some nice deep breaths. And we're going to move right into allowing you to experience that Christ light as I talk more about Jesus and his teachings. So create above your head a bright golden sun. And let that gold energy, that gold light flow to you. And let it flow through your body. Let it fill every cell in your body. And let it continue to flow through your body into the earth. You are experiencing Christ light as you use this gold energy moving through you. Jesus was such a wonderful teacher because he not only manifested his spiritual connection, his divinity, he also validated the body. He was born into a body. He was a baby. He was a child. He was a young man. He was an adult. He was all the things that we go through. He went through. Breathe in, breathe out, and be aware of how this Christ-like energy affects you and affects your body. One of the things that's so important that Jesus brought to our world is the vibration of love. God as a loving God, that we actually can love one another, that we can actually love ourselves, that we can use this tremendously powerful vibration of love to create and create our lives. I know that doesn't seem possible at times these days, but it is. And it depends on you and where you put your attention. Keep breathing. Your body is important to you because it's the vessel through which you manifest as spirit. Just as Jesus came into a body and manifested as spirit. Now, none of us are going to change the world in the manner that he did, but each of us can change our world. Just meditate for a moment about one way that you can change your world for the better. It could be a small thing, like saying hello to that homeless person that you pass every day. Or laughing more often. Be aware of one thing and allow that gold energy to help just cleanse anything in you that would interfere with you doing that, manifesting that one thing that makes your life better. Jesus came in and made sweeping changes in the world. Be aware that each of us can make sweeping changes within our life, which then is like a wave and goes out from us and affects others. When Christmas comes around, we always think of Jesus the man, the baby being born, the celebration, the mother, the father, the shepherds coming to visit, the wise men traveling so far. And sometimes we forget to focus on Jesus' spirit. Remember, at his birth, he was the brilliant soul that he always was. He was there, shining light. A vessel through which he could come had been created. Each of us can use this Christ light to cleanse our vessel so that we can come in it more fully, to manifest ourselves as spirit and shine that light to the world. And when we do, we validate what we call God. All things are part of God. Oh, yes, even the things you're very upset with. Take a nice deep breath and enhance your grounding and allow your body to be comfortable with all of this vitality coming into it and through it. Now, as I mentioned, Jesus came to bring love and a loving God. Well, this was opposed to so much that was being taught on the planet at that time. Be aware that it's opposed to a lot that's happening on our planet at this time. Let your grounding help you release anything in you that interferes with your ability to experience and express this vibration. Now, the Christ light brought a great deal of change. Some of that was very disturbing. Remember, it wasn't very long at all after Jesus was born that Herod sent people to the place where he was born to kill all male babies. So love doesn't always stir up more love. Love also stirs up what's in opposition, what opposes it. So be aware, as you allow this change within yourself, you will experience opposition. Use your grounding to let go of any fear in your body. For what you do in manifesting yourself, the spirit. Jesus Christ, truly one of the great teachers this planet has ever experienced. The strength is amazing. He came into the body knowing what he was going to do, fortunately not every detail. But he always knew what he was going to do before he did it. And I seriously doubt that any of us would have the courage to go through what he went through. But we do have the courage to go through our own lives, to stand up to a bully, to say what we believe, to be kind to someone that no one else is being kind to. All the many little things, we have the courage to do them. Every one of us have opportunities every day to manifest ourselves as spirit in and through the body. I want to give you a moment just to meditate on how many times this week you've had the opportunity to express your Christ-like nature. that sometimes you did it and sometimes you didn't. Take a nice deep breath, and remember, none of us are expected to be perfect. Even Jesus wasn't perfect. Take a nice deep breath and let go of your expectations of how to manifest your nature as a spark of God. Remember, you're manifesting through a physical body, just as Jesus did. He went through the process of birth, life, and death, just as we all do, to show us that it's possible, to encourage us, to help us heal. Take a nice deep breath, and I want you to keep in mind the joy of his birth as you ask him to be here and speak with you. You might want to get an image of the star that was in the sky that was so bright that people traveled many, many miles because they saw that brilliance. And the shepherds that saw it and came to see him. Be aware that people will also be attracted to you as you shine your bright light. So say hello to Jesus and allow yourself to be in the present moment with him. And then ask him to help you shine your light. And ask him to help you see anything you need to do to be able to shine your light more brightly. And I'll just encourage everybody here to ask for some help releasing fear. Because it definitely will frighten the body as you start to shine brightly. Ask Jesus if he were ever scared. I'm sure the answer is yes. If he ever doubted, the answer is yes. If he ever cried, yes. Remember, this great soul was in a human body. What a courageous thing to do. And he came here for every one of us to say, hey, you can do it too. Even as a baby, he was influencing the world. You did too. You changed your parents' life. And all through life, you've changed everyone's life you've come in contact with. validate yourself and your impact on the world. And ask Jesus for some validation about that. Thank Jesus for all that he's done for us, all he's given us. Thank him for all the lessons that are available to us from his birth to his death throughout his life. If we look at each step as a process of spirit manifesting in a body, we learn so much about what we're here to do. Take a nice deep breath. Thank Jesus. And allow the image to go. He's always with us. And I want us to use this gold light and this energy that we're using for our communication with our God. Because that's what the Christ light is all about, helping you connect with your God, with who you truly are. So allow that bright gold sun to flow into and through your body. And use the grounding and focus there in the center of your head and say hello to your God. And allow a hello in return. And I'd like for you to take a moment and just meditate on that spark of the divine within you, connecting with the divine. Take a nice deep breath. Be aware of that gold energy flowing to and through you. Be aware of you, that bright spark of light in the center of your head. Be aware that you are a part of what we call Christ. You are a part of the divine. And although we don't manage to manifest that in every moment of our daily lives, anytime we can manifest it brings light into the world. I want you to simply be still and experience the divine force as it flows through the Christ light. Take a nice deep breath. Be aware of beginning to release that gold energy down your grounding cord if you would like to. If you're comfortable, you can maintain that flow of gold energy. If not, let some of it go and bring your vibration to one that's comfortable for your body and you. But know that that gold energy is always available to you at any time, in any place. Just as you're grounding, you're centering, and your knowledge of yourself as a spark of God. Let yourself be right here in the present. And when you're ready, bend forward, release some energy. Hello, hello, hello. As you go into this Christmas week and enjoy your Christmas day, I hope, I want you to remember that Jesus was spirit manifesting in a body. And that's what everyone here is doing. So when you're with your friends and your family, if you're just driving down the freeway, allow that to be part of your awareness. And let yourself experience and express the true meaning of Christmas joy by manifesting that spiritual spark in you, and it will manifest to everybody around you. Have a good Christmas.
Copyright 2020 by Church of Divine Man. All rights reserved. No part of this work may be reproduced or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic or mechanical, including photocopying and recording, or by an information storage and retrieval system, except as may be expressly permitted by the 1976 Copyright Act or in writing by the publisher. You, the spirit, may develop and flourish in conjunction with the proper care of your body and mind. The information in this recording is intended to assist you in your spiritual development and to enhance, but not be substituted for, appropriate medical care from licensed health care or mental health professionals. Nor should the information in this recording be substituted for advice from your attorney or financial advisor. Neither Church of Divine Man, CDM Spiritual Center, CDM Publications, the author, nor their representatives shall be responsible or liable for injury or damages incurred by anyone as a result of reliance on or compliance with information contained in this recording.